Hey, what's up, America and the rest of the universe? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And yes, it is Tuesday. And there's only one thing that you should be listening to on Tuesday, and that is the Carolyn and Joe show, damn it!
What should you listen to on Wednesday?
Oh, I laughed. I was going to promise to myself I wasn't going to laugh at the beginning of the intro, but I did. I always do that. I'm sorry.
So only on Tuesdays, the Carolyn and Joe show. Every Tuesday. So what episode is this?
This is probably 87, 88. I don't know. I did listen to our radio show last week. Very surprising that very few times I actually listen to the radio show. Because I've got when I'm doing the write-up, I listen to it, but I don't really listen to it.
You're listening to keywords.
Yeah, I'm listening to the keywords and I tag it. You know what I mean?
I have to say, not really to pat ourselves on the back, but last week's episode of the Carolyn Joe Show.
That's all you do, Carolyn, is pat yourself on the back, man.
I have to say, it was like one of my favorites.
Are we going to review our own radio show?
Yeah,
I don't even know what we talked about last week.
We talked about people who have sex with animals.
That's why it was the greatest show ever.
We talked about other stuff too, but I can't seem to remember.
You just remember the... Yeah, the turtles were having sex. So...
What if a person had sex with a turtle? Oh, that would be messed up.
That facial expression that I just had is the main reason why we do not have Ustream yet. Because it was disgusting. It
and
was downright disgusting.
And people can see it on the radio, of course.
And they'll judge me. Because they all judge. Every single one of them judge.
Don't you be judging.
Don't judge me.
I've noticed that, like, with online stuff, a lot of people on Facebook or whatever, like, they'll reveal something about themselves that isn't, like, what they, portrayed themselves to be, and then they're always like, don't judge me. It's like this new line, this new catchphrase.
My favorite part about this new internet, or today's internet, is so many people out there think they're so funny. We think we're funny.
They're like,
but we are funny sometimes.
They're like, I just got finished watching The Vampire Diaries. Don't judge me. Stuff like that.
Yeah, this may be, people can think this show is funny or it's a comedy show or whatnot.
Hard.
I really am not trying to be funny.
You just are.
It just happens to be. I don't even like when I think of the stuff I do. And I look back at myself and I rethink the words I say. I'm not really impressed with myself, but a lot of people seem to be entertained by it. So I figure if I'm just serious about it, and people will be entertained in some way or form. I love it, America.
So have you noticed a lot of people saying, like, don't judge me?
Absolutely not.
I feel like I hear it or see it, like, every day.
This is all I see on the message boards is, like, just... Everyone stop. Why does that kid have to sound like he's wearing braces?
Because he is. Those are the message board kids.
I got
the board kids that have nothing else better to do. They go on the boards. Board kids.
The bored kids.
I mean, bored for two ways: bored and board. It's a double meaning.
Are they really bored, or are they just really captivated and they just love the internet so much?
I don't know, man. They have nothing better to do.
Yeah, but sometimes you get sucked into the internet, and you end up like stumbling upon a show like the Carolyn and Joe show, in which you can also listen to on iTunes. People at home in America and Canada.
And everywhere
what
else.
Does that mean? It's on iTunes. If you get on iTunes, that means like everyone in like Japan
means,
can get it too.
Yeah, like anyone can really. Anyone that has iTunes can download.
And they'll see the fact that we haven't updated, like we haven't posted like an actual photo of us. We have several ideas for what type of photo we should have for our when we finally make a because that's one of the jobs I do. I do many jobs. I'm also a photographer. But we are planning on like the type of image that would best represent like the Carolyn and Joe show. If you guys have any ideas of what type of image we should take, feel free to post on the message boards
on the bulletin. Hey guys.
Is it just guy? Are the girls that talk like that too? Like Ugly Betty? That's not even how Ugly Betty talked.
She's like, hi guys, I was on the message board.
Yeah, Ugly Betty wasn't exactly like as nerdy as people perceived her to be either.
Well, because everyone knew, like, America Ferreira or whatever her name was. Everyone's seen pictures of her, like, out of the character of
Ugly
Betty.
So she's
not
ugly, man.
So they're just like, oh, that's, she's in real life, she's actually pretty.
That's, like, their commentary on what an ugly person is. Really?
Yeah. Well, what about Precious?
What about Precious?
I don't know, I haven't seen the film.
Precious is playing on Epix right now. I saw, like, 2 seconds of it.
Dude, Precious...
And I saw Mariah Carey, and then there was Precious.
Dude, I'll tell you something about Precious.
Tell me something about Precious, Dan.
Go to D.C. Drive around Washington, D.C. You'll find yourself at least 15 Preciouses in probably 10 minutes. Just drive around, pick them out.
And what do you do after that? You help them?
I mean, you can just drive around and point them out.
You just point. Look, there's one.
Do you know what it is? It's like the opposite of Where's Waldo.
What is the opposite of Where's Waldo would be like to
everyone
lose Waldo.
No. The opposite of Where's Waldo. See, the thing about Where's Waldo is you have this whole image of people or whatever, a whole bunch of things, but then there's only one Waldo. Except for that one image where they're all Waldos and you have to find the real Waldo. Do you remember that one? Well, anyway, the main theory of Where's Waldo is, like, you have this big image of, like, all this stuff going on, and then there's, like, one tiny little guy in a striped shirt and, like, glasses.
Yeah. And so, does he have big glasses or a big
yeah,
hat?
Yeah, he has, like, a little, like, cap thing. It's kind of like a Robin Hood cap.
Is Waldo a nerd? Would you put Waldo in the nerd category?
Yeah.
So
I would. Because he has nerd glasses.
he has Harry Potter glasses.
Harry Potter. Dude, no one talks about Where's Waldo anymore, but we're going to. We are.
That Where's Waldo, to me, like, came out the same time as in, like, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? And, like, all those sort of, like, you know, like, puzzle games.
Yeah.
Remember, like, they even had puzzle games where you're supposed to stare at an image, like that little scramble.
And then you see a square.
And you're supposed
and
to
you
see,
see
something.
Something in the image.
I never saw that.
Those are always at the mall.
I never saw any of those things ever. Like, you're supposed to look at it and then, what, like, cross your eyes or something like that? I don't understand that. I remember everyone trying to think of some sort of, like, you know, intelligent plan of, like, how... Like, I see a boat! I didn't see anything, man. I saw, like, I just, like,
saw
got
a kaleidoscope.
Brain. I was like, it's just like in Mallrats. Just like that, the fat guy from Boy Meets World. Or also now, who was the brother of Earl.
My Name is Earl.
Yeah, brother, My Name is Earl. He was just like, I can't see it. When am I ever gonna see it?
That guy's pretty cool. Hey, but what I'm saying about Precious is, like,
I thought you were gonna talk about Waldo.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that there's an analogy here. Like, Where's Waldo has all this stuff going on in the picture, and then you finally pick out this guy in a striped shirt with glasses. So with Precious, she's like the opposite of Where's Waldo. In D.C., you drive around in D.C., you can see millions of Preciouses walking around. It's like there's so many that, like, in order to pick out something that's different, you're like, oh man, that guy's Waldo. All the other people are Precious.
Now, do you think that, like, with the message that they're sending with Where's Waldo, look at the idea of Waldo, all right? I think that they never gave a backstory of who Waldo really was.
Yeah, who is he?
I think he's like an escaped convict.
Really?
he's wearing a striped shirt.
His striped shirt is white and red stripes.
It doesn't matter. That's just sort of that's the dumbing down. That's the, like, you know, commercializing of the original game of, like, find the slave.
<That's> that's gonna be your next book. Find the slave. Horrible.
What if they? That's how it probably started, man.
Like, oh man, I have a great idea for a book. It's called Find the Slave.
And all that got dumbed down so much to, like, Waldo. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, look, Curious George he's red. Not Curious George.
He's not red.
Who's the big dog?
He's a monkey.
Who's the big
Clifford the big red dog.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Clifford is big. We need to follow this red trend. Kool-Aid is huge. Let's follow the red.
What about Blue's Clues was a big blue dog?
Yeah, but this is before then.
It is. Remember everyone started that rumor?
<It is. laughs>
That rumor that Steve from Blue's Clues died?
I thought they said he was gay.
No, they said he died. And then they have this new guy named Joe that took over.
That's me. That's what I do on a daily basis.
You're like, I have a lot of jobs. I'm also a photographer. Oh, yeah. I also work on Blue's Clues.
I'm the one who disciplines him. Disciplines the blue dog. he's
Find
not,
the slave.
He's blue because he's sad. Not because he's happy. He's sad
because
he gets disciplined.
What about Smurfs? Smurfs, those are blue.
Smurfs are aliens. That's why they're blue.
Dude, are you ready for the Smurfs movie coming out?
What do you mean, am I ready? Like, am I supposed to be like...
Are you, like, standing in line now?
You make it sound like I'm going to watch the Smurfs movie.
Dude, the Smurfs movie
you make it sound
good.
Like, you make it really sound like I cared about the Smurfs at all.
Hank Azaria is going to be Gargamel.
I don't even know what the Smurfs were about.
Pee Wee Herman is going to be in it. Paul Rubens is going to be in it.
Is this going to be a live action?
It's mixed, I think.
Like a mixed race?
Yeah, like live action like with animation.
Like it's gonna be like Avatar, blue people.
Yeah, blue
around.
People, man, man, and they're gonna have Hank Azaria as Gargamel.
Now tell me exactly this, since I don't really care much about the Smurfs, because look at the Smurfs. Look at them. Just look at them.
Do you know I got
no,
it at
no,
the
no,
comic
no.
book store?
No, just look
at
them.
Smurfs first issue, and it's made from some guy in Europe that I didn't even know it started
exactly.
out as a comic book.
It's not ready for American audiences yet.
Wait, so I'm supposed to just look at a Smurf. What about it?
Then you tell me what the Smurfs are.
The Smurf is a Smurf. What's a bone? What is Jeff Smith's bone? Is
well,
that a bone?
You only get to see three bones, so, you know.
Well, what is a bone? I don't know.
What's a Smurf?
Well, what, okay, they're like in the same category as bone.
Smurf sounds like Smurf. It sounds like giving someone a wedgie. Oh, you got Smurfed!
What's a bone?
Oh, and everyone knows what a bone is. It's a white. You have, it's part of your body.
Yeah, but is that what bone is?
No, he's a creature.
Yeah, so why can't Smurf just be a creature?
No, they are aliens.
They're aliens from where?
From Boneville.
Boneville. That's where the bones are from.
I don't remember much of Smurfs, like what their storylines of their cartoons was or anything like that. Can you tell me one?
Well, the Smurfs, they were like happily in their own area and then Gargamel like torments them. And he wants to catch a Smurf. Like for recipes and stuff.
So is, when I look at the Smurfs, you know what I see? I see like racial oppression. Like Gargamel is the white man.
Maybe that's
and Smurfs
what it
are,
is.
You know how like Oompa Loompas were supposed to be like black people?
Find the slave.
let's go play find the slave.
Where's the slave?
And then you have like,
you should pitch that. You should be like, hey, everyone's familiar with Where's Waldo, right? But this is just like Where's Waldo, but it's like, where's the slave? Find the slave.
This could be the most racist thing ever. Because you know he's going to be
the
black.
You're the one who found that. You're the one who made that up, Joe.
I didn't make it
you're
up.
You're the creator of Find the Slave.
I did not make it up. I'm just saying that that's probably where Where's Waldo came from. Is that, like, there's a bunch of, like, Thomas Jefferson and the motherfuckers were just like, we need to make a game for kids. Hey, kids, let's play Find the Slave. You know what I mean? When they have this big drawing that they commissioned some, like, famous artists, you know,
but
some commercial artists.
So Where's Waldo was back in the days of Thomas Jefferson?
No, I'm saying that's where it started. Then as, you know, just like everything that gets commercialized, they break it down and they Hulk Hogan them. And they just shape them to be more popular and like, Where's Waldo-ish.
And then they're all like hiding out in the Underground Railroad and then singing Follow the Drinking Gourd.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, that song's like one of my favorite songs.
They can update that Where's Waldo now with the Find the Slave if you want. I mean, you can go like, oh, where's the Taliban or where's the...
Actually, I did do that Where's Waldo cartoon that had Osama bin Laden in it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like this was a long time ago in college. I did... Curls actually started in the Commonwealth Times. I did it twice a week, every Monday and Thursday, which is the same days that I have it updated now.
That's right. Go check it out at curls-studio.com.
/curls. And see now, so I did do a comic strip that says, where's Osama bin Laden? And then it had Waldo, like, trying to find him, and then there was, like, this whole maze. And then Osama bin Laden was, like, in the bottom in, like, this little cave area, hiding out.
Well, that was an easy one, then.
Well, it was, like, a commentary of, like, where is he? Because, like, no one even knows where he is. And then the last report I heard about Osama bin Laden...
He's part of the Illuminati is what's happening.
Well, yeah, but they're all connected then.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, are they all, like, holding hands secretly behind each other's backs? I don't know.
Holding hands secretly behind each other's back?
Well, behind the public's back, you know?
Like holding hands?
Yeah.
What?
Are they working together?
You may sound straight up gay on that.
No. I don't mean... No.
They're holding hands behind each other's back.
What's wrong with holding hands? What I'm saying is that... Like, are they really working together? Who knows? Like, I don't know how the Illuminati works.
I'm just going to assume that they are working together for the sake of the world's entertainment.
Well, here's the thing about Osama is, like, the last thing I heard. Okay, well, you know, sorry to bring it up, but 9 years ago was 9/11, you know, we just celebrated the anniversary of it, I guess, if you want to call it that, last Saturday. So last I heard about Osama bin Laden, you know, it's been 9 years. You know, you think you'd be able to
I thought they said they killed him.
No, they killed Saddam Hussein.
I thought they said, like, oh, we killed him.
Bin Laden? No, they never said they killed bin Laden. But, like, the last I heard was, like, back in the Clinton administration, they had opportunity to kill him. Like, they blatantly saw him on radar. And he's a tall guy. Like, he's, like, 6 foot something. And that's rare in, like, Middle Eastern countries to have, like, a 6 foot four tall guy.
Is it? What about, Great Khali?
Well, he's Indian.
Oh, okay. I got that mixed up. I'm sorry, America.
But I mean, like, you know, I don't know, like, the whole, like, racial profiling of it. But from what I've heard, is that Osama bin Laden is something like 6'4". He's a tall dude. He wears, like, white robe, with the, you know how he looks.
Yeah.
But, like, from what I heard, is that they had the opportunity to gun him down or shoot him down back in the Bill Clinton administration, and they passed on it, and they were about to.
But were they supposed to? He didn't do anything hard yet, right? They need
but
him
they knew
for
he
the
was
sake
a terrorist.
Of world's entertainment.
They knew he was a terrorist because he already tried to bomb the World Trade Center with the truck bomb before.
So what
a few
would be,
years before.
What would be the reason that they did not shoot him?
They
did
no
not
idea.
Gun him down.
I have no idea. All I know is that they had an opportunity and they passed.
Well,
and
I'm
then
always...
the last thing I heard about Osama bin Laden was that he apparently has a network of maybe, like, you know, six people who all... They all pass him messages, but it's, like, from person to person. It's not, like... There's probably only six people that directly talk to him, but there's, like, this way of, like... He does none of his correspondence digitally. So everything is by word of mouth, and, like, six guys basically running around with messages.
Sounds like a genius plan in today's digital age, doesn't
it? It's, like, old school, you know? It's, like, Paul Revere days.
If you're gonna do something these days, this day and age, you gotta do it like that.
I wonder, he probably just, like, lives underground or something, has some type of tunnels and stuff.
He's probably living, like, directly out in the open, really.
Maybe he has his own island, like he's with, like, Johnny Depp has his own island, and he's just, like, hanging out with, like, hot babes and drinking, like, pina coladas and stuff.
Probably, that's the life, right? Drinking pina coladas?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with him, but I have a feeling, like... I saw on History Channel, this wasn't in the Middle East, but this was somewhere in Europe. I can't remember exactly what the show was, but it was called something like Secret Tunnels or something. Some History show, History Channel show. It was actually pretty interesting. I think it was Greece, actually. And they had, like, all these special tunnels and, like, secret passageways. Stuff that you would never even know is down there, like, or, like, you never even knew is possible, like, what's actually underground. Like, it was basically a whole city under there.
I bet you can, man. That's what people can dream it.
Yeah, so maybe Osama bin Laden has, like, a whole castle, like, in the bottom of the ground. You know?
Then I guess, where's Osama? This is gonna be the next game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The government is playing the real game. That's how they're training people to do that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I already invented that. Where's Osama? I did that comic strip and it had Waldo in it. And he was, like, looking for Osama.
So what did you think?
Underground.
So what did you think of the VMAs that you saw yesterday? The one thing I noticed,
MTV.
Like, one thing I did notice direct after watching it was that there really are no, like, rock bands, like, represented anymore.
About 30 Seconds to Mars.
It's not
Is that
really,
not a real rock band? How do you categorize that?
It's not really... It's like... What? That type of, like, rock, it's sort of easy. I always felt it's like... rock is something
that...
You
tell Jared Leto that to his face.
I did tell him that to his face. He was like, hey, man, you should go to... Hey, I'm from L.A. You should go check out our band down Alley Cats. And I was like, who are you? I mean, we're from L.A., No, I'm just saying this.
You know, if he were to go up to any other person, they would be squealing with excitement.
That's all right. I don't really get impressed that much by anybody. It's just sort
but you
of
know what
gimmick.
I mean. If he was to go up to anybody,
well, I guess in this day and age, this is way before like 30 Seconds to Mars. Was who they are now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But to me, it's like we're living in an age where people want to be DJs as opposed to like guitarists. You know what I mean? Who want to actually, like, play that. Or at least that wasn't represented on the VMAs. I don't really have a problem with
Everyone wants to be like girl talk.
I don't really have a, you know, I don't have a big problem with it, but I just love the fact of like a band. You know what I mean? I guess we're like in the solo age. Even with the, like, when we saw Paramore, they didn't really show off the band. They just showed off the girl. You know what I mean?
I felt like there's a lot of hip hop going on yesterday.
Hip hop, for some reason, is always assumed to be the coolest thing. Like, that's what I feel like a lot of these days is like, hip hop is assumed to be, oh, it's the coolest bling, it's all of that stuff. You know what I mean? It's gangsters. It's like, that's apparently like the epiphany of cool. And for some reason in my mind, I don't really, I mean, nothing against it. I love hip, good music, but like, I feel like, you know, it's just it feels like a shtick to me. You know what I mean? Well, like, it's so cool. It's hip hop. You got the baggy of the dreams.
Moment. It's the music of the moment.
I know it's the music of the moment, but there's.
There is, I realized that, like, you know, you had that Paramore girl, you had Lady Gaga, you have Katy Perry, you know, they're like the hot things right now. So, but, you know, I realized that, like, where's Britney and Christina Aguilera? You know, I know that they had their time, you know, whatever, 5, 6, 7 years ago. But, like, I just feel like that Christina Aguilera has really been pushed out of the spotlight.
Well, I feel like with Christina Aguilera, I mean, my perspective on it is that
she had a brand new album. No one's even talking about it. Her tour got canceled summer.
The main problem was, at least in my perspective, is that it wasn't easy to differentiate her from anyone else now. You know what I mean? If she would have kept with that the burlesque level that she was doing and rode that all the way, I felt that would have struck a chord.
Maybe
you know
her
what I mean?
Next because album she, might because do that she already, with the burlesque movie that's
but,
coming out.
I know, but that's it. Well, she just had a new album.
Yeah, I know, but she, you know, maybe, you
maybe
know.
She has a soundtrack attached to it.
She needs to get on that.
But, like, to me, I felt like Christina Aguilera shouldn't have switched up the sound and really developed that throwback sound. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I guess it didn't sell well, but, like, she built a new audience off of that, a niche audience, and I felt like that she could have developed that even more. Like, that could have been her. Because she was already doing dancey stuff before. You know, with the earlier Christina stuff was all, like, dancey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like pop dancey. And then she just went back to the pop dancey electro thing.
Maybe she just has no focus.
I mean, she had a baby. I feel like it's still, like, was just trying to,
just
you know,
put out an album.
Not put out an album, but then it's just like, well, you know, Gaga's big right now. You know what I mean? I really felt that that's the direction it could have gotten in, but I felt like she should have just really went hard towards the other angle she was doing.
But even like Gwen Stefani's first solo album was really, you know, well done. Second album did okay, but it felt like they were just trying to rush out like another album. Just but that like, what? Oh man, we need to get out another one.
But she was trying to rush that album out though, right?
Yeah.
She had like a baby and didn't really have that much time to do it.
Yeah, see, I feel like that's a missed opportunity in some ways. You know? I mean, I understand she wants to get another product out, but I feel like these days, you know, they're sliding a little bit.
With music in general?
Yeah, it's like, also just to hang around that long, it's like, you know, even if you have one good hit record, and that's hard enough just to get one record out, you know? Yeah. And then, you know, to hang on there, it's rough.
I still think, I mean, it's evolution. You
like,
gotta...
like, for example, like Paramore. They might be hot right now. I don't even know any of their songs.
I can't name you one Paramore song, but that might
either.
Just be my age because like a whole bunch, you know, I mean a whole bunch
of teeny
girls. But
they're attached to the Twilight. They're attached to the Twilight soundtrack, so that's understandable why it's popular.
But see, when I think
of
Paramore,
I'm just saying like 5 years from now, who knows where they'll be.
But like when I think of Paramore, that still drives me back to like it's Evanescence punk. At you know in that world. Nothing against her. She seems like a charming person. You know what I mean? But maybe her other songs are pretty, like, you know, ruckus.
Yeah, I have no idea what they really sound like.
I remember, like, yesterday, when we were at SPX, Jim Kuhn, the cartoonist Jim Kuhn, he pointed out a guy, like, because we were talking about, like, somehow we got into the conversation of Jim saying he wants to be cool. I was like, Jim, do you really want to be cool? Like, he was like, I'm not cool enough to be in this crowd, man. And I guess he was... feeling like that. I was like, you're
well,
bloody cool.
He's
you
very
stop.
Self-deprecating
and
guy.
I was like, you don't need to. Don't worry about being cool. Who cares a crap about? Do you really want to be like? Because he was pointing out like,
how was he pointing out cool people?
Yeah, he was pointing out like how he wants to be cool, and he's pointing out people.
So
and I was like,
what type of people was he pointing out?
You know, he was pointing out like the people with the hats and the plaid shirts and stuff like that. But
well,
he,
that's
the,
easy to
but
be
he,
like that.
But he pointed out specifically this guy that had dark rim glasses, brown short hair, a red and white striped shirt and jeans. And I was like, dude, that's Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo?
I was like, you found Waldo.
He's like, I want to be cool. I want to be just like that guy.
I was like, Waldo? You just found Waldo. Like Waldo. You found Waldo at SPX, man. And he was like, yeah, that's how the cool kids look these days. They look exactly like that guy. I was like, Jim, what are you?
So basically, he wants to look like Waldo. Waldo is like a big dork, but he's like a cool dork, you know?
How do we know?
I don't know.
How do we know?
He has his own book, man.
He doesn't even talk.
He has his own book.
He doesn't talk. He might be.
He has no backstory.
Waldo could be a convict on the run. There's no backstory. You know, they're not telling him.
Do you know what is weird to me? Certain
What?
I need to talk. Okay. What's weird to me is certain pop culture icons that have no backstory.
All right, name.
Like, where's Waldo? I'm like, what's up with you?
I mean, Waldo, not where's Waldo.
Well, that's his name of his book. I used to have Where's Waldo book. I should find that somewhere. I don't even know if I still have it.
He has many books, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Are they Caldecott winners?
And now I'm like all into Where's Waldo.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Once you find him, you'll be over him.
Dude, like, I want to find him.
Did they have?
I want to play that game right now.
Did they have Where's Waldo like puzzles? So after you're done with the puzzle, you gotta find him.
I'm sure
that would have been crazy.
Did they have Where's it's Waldo
like the,
dolls?
It's like the hardest puzzle to put together, and then it's like this huge Where's Waldo thing.
No, but like for 2 years, I'd say Where's Waldo was like really big.
I think it's a little bit more than 2 years.
But whoever created it, man, I don't even know who was the author of that book. No one ever talks about him. Whoever, that guy's genius.
What's to talk about? He's.
But maybe he should be like a brand name, like Maurice Sendak or something.
Who's that?
The guy who did Where the Wild Things Are.
Apparently he's not a brand name.
Yeah, or like that guy who did The Hungry Caterpillar. Or what's Eric something. I
mean, in today's day and age, what is the household name? It's like.
Well, I mean, like you know, a knowledgeable author. You know, like just something that you know. You're like, oh yeah, that guy did Where's Waldo. You know?
No, there's no one. The kids don't know any of these,
but
really.
Anyway, what I'm saying is all these characters with no backstory interest me. Like Hello Kitty. Where's Hello Kitty come from? What is this Hello Kitty?
I don't even know what that's all about. You tell me what the backstory is of Hello
Kitty.
There
is none.
No, you tell me. Make it up.
Oh, I'm supposed to make it up? Maybe that's the appeal of it, though.
Some Japanese girl knows the backstory of Hello Kitty.
No, man, there isn't. There isn't. It's just merchandise with a cat on it.
Well, how do you think Hello Kitty started?
Hello Kitty.
That's it. And they're like, oh my god, it's so cute. I gotta have it.
I gotta have the Hello Kitty backpack. Mushy, mushy. Probably some Asian person drew the cat and then like... Then they named it,
and their dad is like, "We can make millions off of this."
And then they started just putting it on backpacks, on the pencil cases. Have you ever seen those Hello Kitty pencil cases with special pencil that has like different leads on it? And then you finish the lead, and then you put in a new one, but the lead is only like a quarter of an inch long.
Yeah.
And there's like several of them going up. It's so wasteful. Why don't they just put in a whole strip of lead instead of like 10 different leads? You ever notice that? Those, like, little leads?
I don't.
And then there's, like, a little eraser at the top. It's all, like, Asian, miniature.
Well, it's natural size, then, for that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they're like, that's my pencil.
Anyway. What?
They're like, it's miniature.
You're making it sound like it's a guy that bought that. A guy did not buy Hello Kitty.
Do you know a guy that likes Hello Kitty?
No.
Dave Navarro.
Of course Dave Navarro likes Hello Kitty.
Why?
Look at him. He likes Hello Kitty. That inspired his whole entire life.
Well, anyway.
Hi. Hello Kitty. It's so great.
He doesn't talk like that.
I don't know. How does Dave Navarro talk?
I don't know. He talks just like this. He's just like, hey, I like Hello Kitty.
Everyone does not just talk like this. Everyone has their own distinctive way of speaking.
Well, you can listen to... him later, but what I'm saying
I can
is
listen
that,
to him later.
What I'm saying is that he likes Hello Kitty.
How do you know he likes Hello Kitty?
Because he does. Like,
you can't just say because he does.
He like for on his Twitter stuff, he would like.
He's like, I love Hello Kitty so much. I went to Japan. I bought the shit out of that fucker.
Yeah, he's mentioned Hello Kitty a couple times, and then I know that like a lot of his fans give him Hello Kitty stuff. like a keychain, or he's like, hey, look at my guitar pick, and it has a picture of Hello Kitty on it.
Do you think that's
something.
Just a plot by Dave Navarro to like
to have like, girls like
yeah
him?
To have the, to capture that female yeah. to really connect with that female fan base?
I think it could be because I think he likes the women.
Because like today's day and age, if a guy wants to be like hip with the girls, with any girl really, he just has to read Twilight and be like, oh my god, that Edward, man, he's so deep. Don't you think so? And they're all like, yeah, oh my god, you read this too? Oh my god, let me sit on your face.
Do you think it's a ploy by Dave Navarro to get the attention of some women to be like, oh, he's so sensitive. He likes Hello Kitty.
Maybe.
That's hot.
Yeah. So yeah, you down with the Hello Kitty? Yeah, oh my god, Dave, you like it too? Yeah, of course. You know what I'm talking about. I'm down with that shit.
See, maybe that is a good technique, though.
That is a perfect technique.
You can't knock it.
That is so easy. If any guy wants to get down with any girl, really, they just gotta find their interest. And I mean, this is an old school plan. You just gotta find their interest, and then you just gotta pretend you like it. You just gotta do your Google research and Wikipedia-ness, and then you just gotta say a first sentence after that, because you can only talk about a subject for so long. You know what I mean? After that, you're on your own. But this is the door opener. It's like, oh my god, you like Dancing with the Stars? That's like the whole reason. I bet that's why like those shows are so high up on ratings, like American Idol and any reality TV. You know, because the women watch it and they're like, oh my god. And the guys, all these guys are lined up just like in the clubs. They're all like lined up against the bar like, oh shit, something's up with this. We gotta check this shit out. Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, hey, tell me what happened last night. I need to talk to this bitch. You know, that's what they do. That's the gang mentality of the of gentlemen. I bet
it's kind of horrible. Well, anyway, I don't watch American Idol and all that, so none of those guys can talk to me. I don't watch Dancing with the Non-Stars.
They'll find some way to talk. They'll be like, "Hey, what's up? I like your shoes." Oh, you like my shoes? Oh my god, I've never had any chance to talk to anybody about the shoes. I got so many times to talk about shoes. Oh, and the pink ones, I got these shoelaces. And the dude's like, yeah. All right, sit on my face. Let me take a closer look at them shoes.
So what do you think is the backstory of Hello Kitty? Because I don't think she has none.
The backstory of Hello Kitty?
Yeah, maybe she like...
Someone had to say hello to somebody. No. Someone said hello to a kitty, and then they're like, oh my god, I gotta, that's it.
And the cat was like, meow.
Yeah, and like, oh, that's genius.
And they're like, oh my god, that's Hello Kitty.
Mushy. Hey, this is just how we created black magic. They were just like, Hello Kitty. Like,
yeah, oh. That's the same way. I saw a black cat, and I was just like, oh man, that's black magic.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody had a cat, and they're like, Hello Kitty.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, we gotta make millions off of this.
I'm gonna draw that. And then they just started putting it on those little dinky pencils and erasers.
Some little girl stickers. Like saw a white cat, and she's like, and she said hello to the cat, and then she ran back to her father, who was trying to find like this great idea so they can strike it rich. And then her father was just like sitting there watching like whatever Japanese version of American Idol that America ripped off later on. And then he was like sitting there, he's like, get away from me, mushy. And then she was just like, Dad, I saw Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty. And then she had a picture, and he's like, ooh. What do you mean?
But that's the backstory of how it was created.
Oh,
but what is What is the backstory of the actual character of Hello Kitty?
I just told you right there.
No, that's the backstory of how it was made. But what about the actual kitty of Hello Kitty?
I have a feeling that the actual backstory of Hello Kitty is that like a fat cat that doesn't. It's probably a ripoff of Garfield, but Japanese.
Oh, a Japanese cat.
Because maybe Hello Kitty like lasagna, that's the important question. But maybe in Japan they saw Garfield and then they were like, well. Theirs is already orange and yellow. We can't do that. So it's like a commentary. It's a double back commentary.
So
it's like they're making fun of Americans because they're white, and then Garfield's making fun of Asians. I'm sorry, America, if that offended any one of you.
That just offended like, John Arbuckle for sure.
Who? Oh yeah.
So you know, a lot of people give Garfield like slack. They're like, oh, Garfield sucks. I remember there used to be shirts. I forget where I seen him, but like at some comic convention that basically just says Garfield. In the front it says Garfield, like in the Comic Sans, not Comic Sans.
Comic Book Sans.
No, there's another typeface that it's like Cooper Black or something.
Comic Book Cooper.
Anyway, so it has like Garfield. Anyway. in like Cooper Black. You know how the Garfield logo is, right? It says that.
Yeah.
Like all big, and it's like Garfield, and then underneath it in smaller type. Yeah, you'd have to actually go up close enough to the person to read it.
Yeah.
But it says sucks. So like from far away, what if somebody like comes up and they're like, "Oh my god, I love Garfield," and then they like come up to the shirt and they're like, "Oh, it sucks."
Yeah, but see that type of shirt, I always think is sort of bullshit because it's sort of like, "Oh, I gotta go closer." You know what I mean? It's sort of like that second guess.
Yeah, but can you imagine, like, what if somebody from far away was like, that person has a Garfield shirt, and they got all excited, but then they go up close and they're like, oh, it says Garfield.
Yeah, but like the chances of someone going close, you know what I mean? If they just see the image from far away, you're promoting the normal Garfield. If they're never going to get close to you, what's the point? It's like, oh, that's what you really meant? But if I never came close to you, it's actually like pussyfooting around your true feelings. You know what I mean? It's like, well, why don't you just say it out loud? Why? Are you not man enough? You know what I mean?
So a lot of people give Garfield like a bad reputation, but what is your opinion of Garfield? Because I can tell you right now that I personally really love the Garfield and Friends animated show.
Well, give me a reason why people would dislike Garfield. Is there a list? They're like, oh, because he's racist. Oh, he only likes lasagna?
Well, they were like, oh, well, I guess like, if I had to argue on that side, I would say that like, you know, maybe some of the jokes were repetitive. Like, you
like
know,
what?
Just... jokes about
it's
him.
A comic strip.
Jokes about him, you know, being a cat, and then there's John Arbuckle, the single guy who never really has a girlfriend, and...
They should really say John Arbuckle sucks. That is a whole campaign saying John Arbuckle's a loser. You know what I mean?
Well, you can start that. Just like your idea for Find the Slave.
But it's a little bit better than Find the Slave. It's Find the Convict. Find the convict, not find the slave. We gotta dumb it down for today's audiences. We know we gotta make it so people will buy it. So we make it all ages. Find the convict, or if what would all an all ages term be instead of convict?
Find the pirate.
Find the pirate. That's like the same thing. Find the, can't say criminal. Certain words that you are not for all ages. Once they say it.
Roxy and Dean are criminals.
They are criminals. They're criminals that make
like
people
crime.
Happy. Whenever I pitch that at the conventions, these days I'm always leaning towards like, yeah, they make people happy with crime. They're there to make you happy.
Yes. Well, like...
John
so
Arbuckle.
But
what
Garfield...
What nationality is Arbuckle? What's that last name?
He's just like a white, single, ordinary guy.
Is he American? Is that an American last name? Arbuckle?
No, there is no American last name. You know what the American last name is?
Arbuckle.
No, the American last name is like...
Sanchez?
No, it's like Lone Wolf.
No.
That is the American last name. That's a true American right there.
Is it Lone Wolf and Cub?
Yeah, Lone Wolf and Cub. Or like
the comic book.
Little Snake.
I've gone like, out of my way whenever I've spoken about books to exclusively use comic, like when I'm talking about comic books, to not be like, oh, graphic novel, I'll make the newest graphic novel, but just use the pure form comic book.
Good for you.
Oh, so do you make the graphic novels? Do you make the graphic novels? I make the comic books, motherfucker.
Well,
I'm a filmmaker too. I also make the films. When I speak of films, I say pictures, and then when I don't say photo shoot, I say photo session.
Wow.
Genius.
Hello Kitty.
Mush mushy.
You need to work in the Hello Kitty into all your lineups so that you can.
So I can talk to the ladies.
Talk to the ladies.
We're like, oh, hey, are you down with Hello Kitty? Oh my God! Do you like the Hello Kitty? Touch my boob.
My one boob.
Not the left one.
But what I'm saying is that, I don't know, it bothers me that certain characters don't have a backstory, but I think that part of the appeal could be that like people make that up in their heads.
I still don't understand why you think why people don't like Garfield.
No, I'm not, I'm there. I'm
What's
I,
wrong with Garfield,
I,
man?
I like Garfield, but
no,
what I'm saying
don't.
Is that, yes, I do.
You're just one of them.
I liked Garfield and Friends. I even have
no,
some of
just
it
like,
on DVD.
You just liked his Friends. You didn't like Garfield. You just like being in the scene.
Do you like Odie?
Who's that?
The dog. Remember Odie, his friend? Or his, he didn't really call him a friend, but his like the dog that he lives with.
He didn't call him a friend.
The dog that he lives with. And then there was Ermal.
Did Garfield have a mustache?
He always shipped Ermal off to Sri Lanka.
Do you think Garfield was drunk? Is he always drunk? Maybe that's why. People don't like drunk people.
No.
And they're like, oh, Garfield I'm was Garfield.
Just like, he was just a lazy cat that wanted to eat lasagna.
That just wanted to eat. He's just a fat cat that eats.
Yeah, I think that people didn't like him because the jokes were so repetitive. It was like the same 10 jokes over and over.
But there was a Garfield movie, right?
Yeah, but I didn't see it. Oh, did I see it? No, I didn't see it. I have not seen the Garfield movie, and I heard that it wasn't good. Who is it? Bill Murray in there?
I thought Jennifer Lopez was it. Not Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. And then, Bill Murray actually. I heard a story that Bill Murray was told that someone was directing the movie. Whoever the name of the director is has, like, one of those names that is, like, the same name as, like, a multiple person.
Of a multiple person?
Yeah, like for example...
Paul Thomas Anderson?
No, no. It's an... Whoever directed... Oh, yes. His last name is Cohen. And what I heard from...
You thought it was the Cohen brothers?
He thought it was the Cohen brothers.
The Coen brothers verbally, doing Garfield?
So verbally, someone went up to Bill Murray. This is a true story. Someone went up to Bill Murray and was like, hey, Bill Murray, do you want to do the Garfield movie? It's directed by such and such Cohen. And Bill Murray was just like, oh, he heard the word Cohen. And, you know, I guess he assumed it was Coen Brothers.
Yeah.
You know, it's like somebody that had the same name as Coen Brother, but it wasn't like the real Coen, you know, type deal. And so he just like automatically signed on to it, apparently. And that's the story that he tells when people say, like, why were you in the Garfield movie?
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, why were you in that shit movie? You know, or something like that. And then he was like, oh, I thought it was the Coen brothers doing that. I don't know. I don't know why he would... I don't know. I guess he did not do his research.
What if they did a Where's Waldo movie? What would be plot? He would be a fucking criminal. That's what he would be.
Dude, you need
He'd
to
be
make
on the run.
You need to make the Where's Waldo
Where's Waldo
movie.
Would be like, where's Waldo? Like, oh, he escaped.
Joe, make that movie. Would you make it?
Yeah.
If somebody offered it?
If not, I'll produce it and I'd have the guy who did the Bourne Ultimatum movies. He would direct it, I'll produce it, and then.
And
it
would be like. No, the whole movie would be like a giant chase.
It'd be just,
like Apocalypto.
But he would always escape into a crowd.
Yeah.
You'd never be able to find him.
But you'd have to have like this really integrated backstory, though.
I know like, that he's huge... a criminal, man.
But like, have it be like a puzzle, like the whole movie. Either the way the storytelling is like a puzzle.
He's a double agent, he's a spy.
Oh, man. And who would you cast?
Who would I cast?
Yeah.
To play, where's
Daniel Waldo? Radcliffe?
No, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck's a little bit old for Where's Waldo,
no
though.
No way, man. He would play a perfect Waldo. Put those glasses on him. That's Waldo. That's your freaking Waldo right there. Ben Affleck.
I'm sure Ben Affleck would love that.
The awesome director of The Town and, was it Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? He's gonna be Waldo.
Oh my god.
So
what is your feeling?
I'm totally down with that.
What is your feelings on Bill Murray saying yes to Garfield based on the last name of the director being Cohen?
I mean,
do you think that's do you think maybe like he knows that the movie didn't do well, so he just makes a joke about it? He's like, oh, I thought it was a real Coen Brothers movie, so.
Yeah, but how?
But do you really think that it was a mistake?
Did they?
Like, how would you not know? Like, you have to vet these people. Did he not like do any research about it, and he was just like automatically signed on based on hearing the name Cohen?
I haven't seen it. I can't even confirm if he was in the movie, but I know it's hard to get in touch with Bill Murray in general. Like, it's almost like impossible. Like, they're congratulated by just being able to contact him just to do that. That'd be cool if I somehow get Bill Murray in my movie.
You need to change your last name to Cohen and then be like, hey, Bill Murray.
Or Spielberg. Spielberg wants to talk to you.
Joe Spielberg wants to like work with you, or not even say Joe because he would know. He would obviously know
it'd
that.
Be Cameron.
Just be like
Cameron.
Cameron wants to work with you.
Or I'll say Anderson. Anderson wants to talk to you. He's like, I'll talk to Anderson.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Wes, yes. Man, I just can't believe so. Do you think that he actually knew that it wasn't like the real Coen brothers, or like you think on the first day of set was he probably like, oh shit, that's not the Coen?
Man, he could have. I mean, you don't just show up on set for the first time ever. You have meetings beforehand.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, so why is that like? But what his story about like signing on to it and like him saying that he thought it was a real Coen brother, like. Is that just a joke, though? No, but it is going to be one, because don't they have that agreement that one has to direct, and they can't both direct from being in the director's guild?
Well, they both direct, only one can be credited,
that's,
I believe.
That's what I mean. So either way, you know, one name is attached to it, that's what I'm trying to say. So, basically what I'm saying is, like, this Bill Murray story, do you believe the folklore of it? Or do you, like, or do you think he's just trying to make fun of it now?
I don't know if the movie was bad.
From what I heard, it wasn't that good. But I haven't seen it. But then again, I did catch part of that Alvin and the Chipmunks, and I thought that it was going to be bad because everyone's like, oh, yeah, Alvin, Chipmunks, whatever. But I saw it, and actually it was decent. Like, I saw probably 75% of the movie. I didn't see the full movie, I saw it, and I liked it.
What is the plot of Garfield supposed to be?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Excuse me.
Apparently Jennifer Loves Hewitt's boobies.
I mean, I think that's a good enough reason for Bill Murray to be there. He's like, what? Coen Brothers aren't... Oh, is she in it? It's like, oh, okay, I think I'll stay on a little bit longer then.
No, but you think on the first day of set, like, even if he does have a contract, couldn't he be a big enough star to be like, oh, this isn't the Coen that I thought it would
be?
Yeah,
he can just walk.
And he could just walk.
He can just walk.
So why didn't he do that? So now it's like,
because Jennifer Love Hewitt was on there.
See, but to me, it's like this weird thing that, like, it's really weird that he makes those comments now about Garfield. And also, he made a comment about Jennifer Love Hewitt. I forget what it was, but I think, don't quote me on this.
No, you're quoted now.
No, but I think he made some comment about, like, oh yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah, she's great. Her boobs are great, or something like
that.
Well,
there you go.
But
that's the reason. That's
basically
he signed on.
He signed on because of her boobs?
Yeah.
Like, but he didn't say anything about her, like, as an actress or anything, but he said something about, like, just her boobs are great or something like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm messed up.
I mean, I don't... If he's not lying...
I'm sure her boobs are good and all.
Are they?
I don't know. She's, like, known for that.
She's known for her boobs?
Yeah. Isn't she?
I don't really know what Jennifer Love Hewitt is known for.
Well, her new thing that she's known for is for bejeweling her vajayjay. Do you remember that from Chelsea Handler interview?
I've yet to confirm if she does do that, so... Maybe there's pictures somewhere.
Get close to her.
There has to be. There has
get
to be.
A way to.
We'll cast her and find out.
You have to mention Hello Kitty to her, and then she'll take off her pants for you. She'll be like, "You want to see my jewels?"
Hey, love, are you into Hello Kitty? I got like all this Hello Kitty stuff that, you know, I'm trying to get rid of. She's like, "Oh my god!" And panties drop.
And then she's
and
like,
I was like, "Wow! And then, you blinded me. It's so shiny."
Yeah, she's like really into like bejeweling her area down there.
Her area?
Yeah.
What, her inner thigh area?
Her female area.
Her female
down there. Apparently, she's all into like designing
the female
stuff
area.
With like.
Does she design?
Know,
does she design? Does she design it for other women too?
No, I think she just does it herself. Or she probably hires someone to do it for her. She's like, she'll come in every week.
Give me Garfield.
She'd be like, "Give me some cherry
give me
on
a,
my pussy.
Can you give me the Where's Waldo today?
Can you give me Hello Kitty on my snatch?"
That's probably, but I believe it's probably not gonna be directly on it. It's just probably where like the
no, it's like the entrance way.
It's the entrance
it's like
way.
The gateway to
the gateway?
Heaven.
The gateway.
She'll be like, "I'm just
for some,
love
for some.
It. Check out my gateway to heaven."
That's not how she talks.
How does she talk?
She's like giggly.
Check out my gateway to heaven. Is that her?
I don't know.
Hello Kitty.
Her show got canceled.
I'm the ghost whisperer. I can whisper the ghost.
I'm the ghost whisperer.
I can whisper the ghost with my boobies.
And then the girls are like, "Hey, is your pussy bedazzled?" Yes! Let's go solve the crime.
I wonder what it's like to have a bedazzled pussy.
I don't know. I'd assume it'd be pretty.
What would
hurt when it comes off.
What would you do if, like, you know, you're with a girl and then, you know, clothes get taken off, and then you see her bedazzled pussy? What would you think? Would
I don't
you
know,
be
the,
surprised?
Are the lights turned off or on? Would I be surprised?
No,
of course I'd be surprised.
No, but it would be like.
I'd be like, oh,
lighting,
I knew it was there.
The lighting would. The lighting.
Like, I knew you did that. God, why'd you even do it today?
The lighting would be enough that you would be able to tell that it was there. Like, so it might not be like full on bright sunlight, but it might not be dark. But it would be enough that you'd notice.
Maybe
you'd be like, what's going on there?
Maybe the whole reason why it's bedazzled. Like her,
so
that her pussy is bedazzled
dark.
Is so like yeah
it's glow
maybe
in the
you can
dark
see it. No so like at nighttime like when she's naked or something and there's just like one spot like it looks like a disco ball and it like reflects back.
It's kind of creepy.
Disco pussy.
I wonder,
hey,
I
are you guys
often...
down with the disco era? Now you can bedazzle your pussy. It's guys love it, girls love it too. It's pretty.
So what if like you basically you have to like. Is it like a sticker you put on there or some type of thing you glue on your skin?
Yeah, it's sort of like an adhesive. I believe it's an adhesive.
So she probably gets it changed like once a week or something. It's basically like getting your nails done or something.
She probably just does it on occasion when she's like, today I'm going to get some pussy. I mean, not that.
She's like, today I'm going to be with a guy.
Today he's going to be down in my female area. My female area of delight.
My gateway to heaven.
Maybe that's how all the Chinese porn is. It's just like how the
female area of delight.
You know how like
that. I'd like to order a B5.
B5. What is it? It's pussy surprise. It's like.
And then the girl bedazzled pussy.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'd like to order an A7. The bedazzled pussy, please.
So what's in this the A7? Oh yeah, it's you know, pussy bedazzled, a little bit of cucumber,
a little bit of surprise, some pine nuts, and grinder,
kung pao pussy.
We should have, like, you know what? We should make a menu that has all these items on it. I think we should do it for your diner. You know, like, I was gonna make a menu for you. We should have all these items because, you know, like, I don't know if they're gonna get on film. Would that be up close enough to, be able to read them?
It'd be a nice behind the scenes.
It'd be a nice touch because then you can order
touch. Get it?
You can order Kung Pao Pussy, bedazzled jewel, mushroom forest surprise.
I love those names. Well, there you go, ladies. Go out there and take a chance.
Bedazzle yourself.
Bedazzle that pussy of yours. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Have a good night, sleep us. And bedazzle your pussy. Have a good night.
Hello, kitty.
See you later, Carolyn.
Bye, Joe.